In the beginning of verse 2, the Bible says that the time had come that Elijah will be taken away by a whirlwind. We already knew his means of transportation. His means of transportation was quite obvious in that scripture. He was going to transport by what? I was wondering why the chariot of fire? That was not the vehicle of transportation. Then as he spoke, the eyes of my understanding inside began to open. And I realized that if a chariot of fire is passing here, I don't know whether the fire in heaven does not have smoke, but the fire, no. The smoke, it carries smoke. Hallelujah. And it was the chariot of fire that separated them. Parted them. Separated them into two realms, two different realms. And then the whirlwind came thereafter. Do you realize the atmosphere that will be left behind is an atmosphere that is not good for sight? There is smoke and the dust that is traveling with the whirlwind. Have you ever, you know those little whirlwinds? Can you open your eyes? He said, this thing is available. The thing you are seeking is available. But I don't control its dispatch. But I can give you a hint. The rest will be left to you. There was smoke. But his job description was what? See. The whirlwind carried the desert dust. But the job description was what? It was not easy for that man to see. After that journey, then he now is straining himself now to keep awake. You will never receive a spiritual thing cheap. Never. It was not before, it will not be now. We have computer, we have fast food. If you don't want to cook, go to Mr. Beast. But in the kingdom is the old rugged formula. No matter how we bring economics into Bible preaching, we bring philosophy, we bring linguistics into it, it doesn't make it any different. If a man is going to receive something spiritual, it must follow the order of a consistent strain. This is training. We are going to pray. God will have to enable us to pray today. To pray today. To pray today. The heavens are open. Spring up a well. Now. See, you must flow with the Holy Ghost.
Your tears cannot cause God to do what He doesn't want to do. At the time, He doesn't want to do that particular thing. I'm speaking to somebody here this evening. Your tears. It doesn't matter how many hours that you put into crying. It can't change the formula and pattern of God. If that could have happened, it could have happened to me the day that very early morning in my house, the children were getting ready to go to school. All we heard at the door was boom, 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 open this door. I said, who is that? He said, that is the man opened the door himself. I said, a house that I just paid for 3 years. Oh God, we have come to take possession of this property. It doesn't happen like that in Benue State now. Less than 5 minutes, every property that I have in the house was outside. I was crying. My two daughters were crying. My wife was looking at me. She was crying. Two visitors I have in the house was crying. He said, everyone in your house must come to church. Everybody was crying. But God kept quiet. I was not owing the landlord. But all my property was outside. To worsen the whole situation already met us there. So your tears tonight cannot cause something to happen.
Let me come down a little. I see them this and I see them here. It's only this particular wing that I see people that are crying, but in this particular area I see a lot of people crying. Your tears cannot stop God. What can make God to do what he wants to do tonight is for you to pray. It's a challenge. If Elijah was crying and Elisha was crying together, that thing couldn't have happened. The young man has a focus. He determined where he wants to go. When something happened inside of me, he says, "Stop crying, stupid boy." I wipe off the tears. Wanted to collect the one that was on the ground to bring him back, but it has gone already. I stop other ones that were coming. I said, "Don't come down again. Lord, which way out now? God, where do we go from here? I can't remain here. Where do we go?" A gate man, Aboki, in our side, we call them Aboki. I don't know what you call them here. The man came to me and said, "Oga, you are a good man. Where my brother, the gate man, has there, I will take you there." Aboki transport me to the place. Aboki. He paid my Okada money. Why? Because I just wipe away tears and say, "God, which way?" Have you come to a point in your life you begin to ask yourself question, "God, why me?" Don't lie, we're in the house of the Lord. "God, where was it be me? God, why was it be me?" I will show you here now, then you can pray. "God, why must I be the person that this kind of a thing will happen to?" Some weeks ago, I had my wife in their room, then she was praying, she said, "God, why me?" I said, revise that. I came in as the apostle in the house. I say, "Amen, amen, 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 amen." The small lawyer in the house said, "Daddy is around, amen." Everybody give it. I said, "Why are you praying, God? Why must you be? If not you, will it be me?" "Keep quiet. Revise it the way you go." Tell your neighbor, "Don't cry again, oh." Uncle, there's something that wants to speak inside of you, as God told me. You are whining it. You are struggling with it. The way out of it is just to relax. It will just flow. This is a great man. He's a great man. Something wants to trigger. Something wants to come out. If there be anybody that will call your son, you see this one, he's going to carry double portion. Double portion. Why are you clapping hand? Are you clapping hand for me or clapping hand for God? Okay. Okay. It's all right. Get ready. The spirit of prophecy is in the house. Is in the house. Hallelujah. You see, in the things of God, the little that I know, if you want to cause your shoulder to be like this, there will be a hammer from heaven that will come down and hit those shoulders. It will go down. I'm speaking to somebody here. You don't do big man before God. Abba. Hey. Hey. Jehovah. I see something happening here this night. We might leave some people here and go home. Meet them in the morning tomorrow. Some people will leave them here and go home. There's about 7 persons here. Their desire is just to know God. 7. Their desire is just to know God. Beyond what they know him now. 7 of them. I can see them. 7 of them. Their desire is just to know him beyond what they know him here now. 7 of them. Why me? Ah.
Thank you, Jesus. Be lifted up, I be lifted up, I, oh Lord, be lifted up. As about three persons that I want them to sing this song from the inside, not just from the lips like the one that you're looking at now that is singing. No, I'm singing from my lips. But there's about three of you that I want you to sing from the inside. From the inside. Two is in the congregation, one is in this particular seat. Sing from the inside. There is a journey that I've been into. A journey. You have been into that journey. At a point in that journey, you are like being stranded. Being stranded. At that point that you are being stranded was when God gives way so that you can go alone now. Let me see. That's where you have missed it. But if Jesus can be lifted now from the inside, directions will come. Some things begin to happen to you. You begin to, there's something that is going to be replayed. You begin to get more understanding about that journey. I won't mention the journey. I will not. But you know the journey that you are in now. You know the journey. Journey. In the morning you told us that joy serves a lot to do with entering the kingdom of heaven. One of you is choice. You understand now? Choice. There's a song that, you know, in our side, where I'm coming from. He said, everything double, double. But he said, wife, now one. And one. Everything double, double, but wife, one. Hey, you understand me now? God cannot lead me to you and lead me to you. You understand what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. All right. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' anointed name, we give thanks. Amen. I have been in that particular category that always said, God, why me? Why would this thing be happening to me? We want to war this evening with your Bible in your hand. Second book of Chronicles. Why will it be me? Why will it be me? Second book of Chronicles, chapter number 18. Why will it be me? Are you there in second book of Chronicles, chapter number 18? Look closely. I'm reading from New King James, verse number 30. Now, the king of Syria had commanded the captains of the chariots who were with him, saying, fight with no one, small or great, but only with the king of Israel. Fight with no man, you captains. Don't war against anyone. Fight with the king of Israel. Why wouldn't they fight with any man? Because they are not important. Listen to this. Devil is not fighting
against your today, or what is fighting for is against your tomorrow. Everything that is happening to you is not just because the enemy has sinned today. No, he's fighting because he knew what you become. You may be seated. Sit down a little. Just sit down a little. What is wrong with her? Come here. What is wrong with you? Should bring her. You commanded her to come. So we are not fighting ordinary men. Everyone that is here is a king. You're a king. That is why the enemy is fighting you. That's why those things are not working the way you plan them. The enemy is fighting against your tomorrow. You are so special. That's why he decided to fight you. Why me? The answer is because you're a great person. You hear him say this evening that great things about the kingdom doesn't just come easy. You know, in our place we love business so much and we begin to do what we call odibo. It's a Latin. Odibo is a Latin. So if you know Latin, it will be interpreted to you. Odibo. Boy, boy. We start from grassroots. You know, when the master want to give the odibo some change to go and eat, what we are concerned of is how the stomach will be by this. So we said, this business is not madam put gari, one meat. You know, you don't need meat. All you need is just let this in. So the business that we are in is not business of madam put gari, one meat. You know, in hotels, okay, all of you are trying to go to what they call this big place that you wanted to take me to today, where they eat food, those big place. You like to go to big hotels to eat. We go to where we call Buka. When you are eating, you'll be doing flies like this. You just walk in there. You will begin to eat. The business we are in is not business of madam put gari one meat. You know, they don't sell soup in hotels. All what they sell is gari or fufu. So the meat is what you are buying. I love the class of people that are sitting in this very area. I love this side. I love the class of people that are sitting in this area. Hallelujah. He said, don't fight ordinary man, fight men that are well known. Men that their future is bright. Men that have something that they can offer to nations. Men that have things to give to their families. Don't fight ordinary man. Why is it that I have not gotten baby? That is the cause of it. Because they know that the baby that is coming is going to be a great man. The Satan sit on it and said, no way. He said, the king of Syria said to his champions, captains, he said, don't fight anyhow person, just target the king. It's only the king that we want. He said, our Lord have made us king and prince that will rule and reign on earth. Our Lord. Come here, I want to talk to you. Lift up your two hands in heaven. Here it is. The season that you are in is season of recovery. It will only take concentration. It will only take consultation. I wonder somebody will write this that I'm saying. Concentration and consultation. How will you consult? Things that appear to you that you don't understand, don't jump into it. Contact people that you know that know better than you. I ask them, why is this thing like this? Which way out? If you depend on this little wisdom that you have, you will repeat class again. You will repeat class again. But if you consult people that have better idea, it's going to be easier for you, and you become a shining star. Your destiny is so bright that the enemy have been attacking you. But the truth of the matter is that you have been so careless about it. And this day, the Lord of heaven said, as you tell you, that you should begin now to watch out. Something begins to appear as never done before. And as they are, oh, thank you, Lord. As they are appearing, if you can do consultations, call people in, let people know, open your heart, tell people what it is, then ideas will flow. For two is better than one. God bless you. You have been playing music. You have been playing music. You have been playing music. But if you are playing music, you have not gotten anything to show for it. Why? Because your heart is not what you are in what you are doing. If you can concentrate on what you are doing, there will be a lifting. Are you hearing me? Don't behave like every other person that you know that you call your friends. You are a different person. Begin to walk according to God's pattern, according to God's plan and purpose. Okay. Don't fight ordinary man. Fight the kings. So that when you fight the kings, we can take over the land. Listen to us. My good friend said to us in the morning that grace differs. I don't know how to tighten my face to say what God is telling me. But I have seen that a lot of people have misinterpreted my simplicity of following God the way He's leading me. I don't know how to close. I say, shh. That is not the kind of grace that I receive. Jehovah. La sakata. La da da. I don't know how to do that. Please. Listen. God said to me, most at times, especially in this house, when I come say some certain things, they don't take it serious. As I walk in here yesterday, the voice came very strong. Say, son, tell them this. Grace differs. I don't know how to close eyes. Before I get to where you see me, I die. He said, except a seed of a corn fall on the ground and die. I die. I desired some things by the things that was said the first day I gave my life to Christ. I die. That is why you see me being very simple like that. Take whatever that I'm saying. Jesus began to speak and said, a man began a journey. He said, a soul went to sow. And when he was talking, the people that are following didn't know that he is talking to them. He was telling them about himself. He was talking to them about what to come. I believe somebody can understand me this evening. There is a cloud that is in the house. There's a cloud. There's some people here, sir. I told you this yesterday. They are having incurable sickness. They know. But they refuse to tell it to somebody. God said to me this afternoon as they were taking me home that, son, this night, blood-affected disease, I will attack it. Blood-affected disease, I will attack that thing. Oh my God. We have seen God flush out those things in the system of people. We have seen God do that.
I curse the spirit of fibers in the house tonight. I curse it. The spirit of fibers, I come against it. By the risen name of Jesus, I curse that particular thing. It is done. I said it is done.
Amen.
Where are you? You have had a child before, but all of a sudden the womb sees. You have a child before, all of a sudden the thing sees that you can't bring forth again. You are here. I want to see your hand. Where are you? You have brought forth a child before, but all of a sudden the womb sees. Are you the person? There's another person. The picture that God is showing me is not like you. There's somebody else. You have had a child before, but all of a sudden, the thing sees. You know that I'm seeing you now. I'm not talking about terminating, no, so that you can understand what I'm saying. Then why are you sitting down before? I have two of you come here. Come and carry baby and go home. If you are ready to have a child. Mama, come. Come and help me. You have gotten your own. More are coming. Oya, the same pattern. Speak to them, these two people. I know that I was seeing you now. You were hiding. I could have come there and flog you. Flog you. I'm seeing you. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Ancient of days. He's no longer greeting. You have to recharge. His name is called Jehovah. Moses, what are you standing there? Can't you understand that this is a war? Come on, use that which is in your hand and cause the people to pass through. Moses was standing and complaining at the sight of the Red Sea. I want you to take charge. Whatever that is not in order. Whatever that you know this is not in order, it's not correct. My little daughter have bulobulo, we call it, you know now. They are laughing. Doctors say that she is going to be operated. They say no way. They say they cannot. Say daddy, you told me that you have this kind of a thing. I say yes. He say did you operate? I say mm. He say they can't operate me. She came down from what they call that table, that long table in, she called and said, let's go. He commanded the mother to, if you are ashamed, he commanded the mother to buy belt. You know that she uses belt. Say, buy belt for me, small girl. How old is she? Going 7. She challenged my faith. Since then, she has not complained about that thing again. Anybody that talks, he said, it will go down. She have told you. He said, this thing will go down. Is somebody ready to pray this evening? Except if there's no issue. If you don't have issue, come, I'll give you one. I have plenty. I can dash you my own that you can pray for me now. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I want you to get angry over some issues, whatever that has been causing delay, whatever that has been causing men to hate you, whatever that has been seizing favor to reach you, whatever that has caused this brain not to be open to understand the scriptures, whatever means that it is, I hear and I see heaven open. I see angels coming down and going up. I want you to begin to declare that you are own. Say, God, you are Jehovah. Fight for me. Fight for me in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your voice and declare that. Lift up your voice and cry. Lift up your voice and pray. Lift up your voice and war. You are saying enough is enough. In the name of Jesus I come. In the name of Jesus I declare.
Na. O pantani ragabande le potos.
You know, wherever I go, I tell people that I have just only two friends, two. The Ami man in Zaria and this man here. That's only, it's a choice. Even a person can say that Pastor Ebere is his friend. In Lagos, many of them, like Pastor Deshman, they say I'm their friend. I agree, no problem. But I know who my friend is. I call one of my friends to my meeting in Abuja. He said to me, because of his all the things that devil is doing, we are just laughing over it this afternoon. He said, God go punish Satan. Because of his ministry, he turned and said, Satan, God go punish you. God go punish Satan. God go punish him. God go punish him. I don't know if we will say that kind of thing in this altar. God go punish Satan. Satan will bank it. Satan, you know, go better for you. This one must be liberated. This one must be liberated, though. You know, the first assignment that was given to me some years ago. In a meeting like this. It became a challenge to my spiritual life. That man is the only friend that Pastor Dunde Bakare have as a friend. His only friend that he has. His name is called Pastor I.S. James. He's the founding pastor of Glory Peace and Ministries in Lagos. That's the only person that Dunde Bakare said, this is my friend. I was under him. He's one of my mentors. In one of our conferences, they say, where is Pastor OK? The minister OK? they say he's up. Say, go and call him. I came out. He said, see this one? I say, yes. Oga, what is your problem? He said, I can't see. He said, okay. He said, until this man, his eyes open, you can't go home. I said, ah. He said, you know how to pray. Pray this one out. That was the first time that I know that prayer can change some things. I don't know how to lay hand on people then. I prayed. I was praying. Lord, heal him. I just had a voice saying to me, spit on his face. I did. Shah! The man jump up. The eye trigger open. He said, good. You see this man? These people must be delivered if we live here today. We have less than 15 minutes to be here. I believe so. Alright. This man will begin to walk like a human being before he walk out of this very place. I was not the one that brought this one out, and I don't know what is wrong with him. But whatever that is wrong with him, solution must come. Amen. This one that I lie here, God has been televising you to me. I'm not the one that brought you out, but I know that. Hey, come here. Hey, didn't you hear when I asked you that you should follow these people? Come here. You that is wearing white. Join them here. I didn't call you out, but whatever that I brought you out, Jehovah God will solve it. Go there and kneel down. While I was going there, I spotted these ones. God televised you to me. Two of you here have the same case. But I don't know what other ones, but I know what your desire is. I know what, if I say it now, you'll be afraid. I know what is happening to you now. But the reason, Oga, come. I'm going to help you and do something. Mommy, stand up. Wear your shoe, because you are taking her aside.
Open your eyes and look at me. Why are you not pregnant before now? What is happening? What is wrong with you? You suppose by now
listen to this. In the next 5 minutes, you are going to go to God and talk to God again. So it was when the captains of the chariots of Saul Jehoshaphat that they said, "It is the king of Israel." Therefore, they surrendered him to attack. But Jehoshaphat cried out, and the Lord helped him. And God diverted them from him. He cried out. And God heard him. And God helped him. And God heard him. As you are sitting down, cry out now over that matter. Just say, "Lord, over this matter, help me." I didn't say you should stand up. Cried out where you are sitting, "Lord, over this issue, help me. Over this matter, help me." He cried out, and the Lord helped him.
And the Lord helped him. He cried out. And the Lord helped him. He cried out. Raise your head up. And they cried out.
Somebody help me lay hand on these two people. Then let them go back to their seats. Somebody help me lay hand on these two people. Somebody help me lay hand on these two people here. Yes, yes, sir. Lay hand on them.
Father, visit your daughter. Talk to him again. Talk to him. Talk to him. Let me know that you have spoken to him. Talk to him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All of us here, stand up. Stand up. Rise to your feet. You have prayed. Let me pray for you now. You have prayed. Let me pray for you now. Don't pray again. Neither don't say amen. These people at the back will say amen for me. Father, lay my hand. You are the one that sorted her out. I ask you to visit this woman. Answer her with treble things in righteousness. Prove that you are God unto her. Let this case be attended to now. Let the issue, God, Lord, be taken over. Settle her. Settle her. In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I ask you to move in the life of this woman. Visit her. Visit her. Visit her. Visit her. Let your glory come. Let your glory come. In the name of Jesus, let...
Wisdom, 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 wisdom to handle issues, wisdom, 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 in the name of Jesus. Lord God of heaven, I ask you, Thank you.
Oh Lord, we thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you. Oh Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. God of heaven, we thank you. Can you just help me and rise up on your feet just for a minute? Just for a minute. Just for a minute. Hold somebody's hand. Just pay yourself. Turn your back. Those people are five there. Take one person. Yes. Good. There are five there. Take one person. Good. Just in a minute, pray for that person that you are holding. Just in a minute, pray for that person.